Okay, and let me see what she said here. Sorry, this was this morning when I saw it and you were already gone. Did I add the valve here? You not lose what I'm doing. Okay, I did add the valve, but I added it for a dishwasher and that is not right. Ugh, kill me. This is the wrong order. Okay. Don't mind me. I'm just tripping. Okay. Okay. So, you're not the only one that's feeling that way. The only thing I can say is talk to Chuck. Chuck, because I can't go against that woman. She holds my career in her hands. Well, if it's Tuesday through Saturday, I'll be here, except for early morning. And then Miss Naomi would be a good person to reach out to. Okay. So, yes, I'm just looking. Yes, so I'm trying to see what the issue was. Please correct. Well, you put a shutoff valve. So click where it says dishwasher shutoff valve on that order. Like here, I can share my screen if you want. Yeah, the only problem is it was an outlet and you need to change that shutoff valve to outlet. So don't process anything new. Just click here. Pull up my screen. So click here, and then all you got to do is pick dishwasher outlet here, and then put save. I just can't do it. It has to be you. And then click save. No problem. It has Tuesdays for my Mondays. Yep, we need an outlet, not a valve. No, you just click on it. Look, click the link. Yeah, click the link that says dishwasher shutoff valve and change it to outlet and hit save. And then I'm going to reload. And all right. We good. So let me go ahead and email Eunice real quick. I'm going to miss Eunice. You know, she knew Sonia Caldwell. You remember Sonia Caldwell? You know, her daughter is on the radio. I hate the song. Yeah, Kalia, her daughter, the song has popped my shit. So it breaks my heart to hear it because I used to help put Kalia to sleep when she was a baby. Like she would fall asleep sucking on my t-shirt and stuff when she was in diapers. And now she's on the radio talking about, I'm going to pop my shit. I'm going to pop my shit. it's a trip. All right. Me too. We were really close before I moved to St. Louis. Like back in the day when we were selling our memberships. Yeah, she's working at like a reception at a medical office. Her kids are just her life. I know she does. Little man's already been to jail and back. Yeah, you know, he pooped in my pool when he was about 8 years old back in the day. I had Sonia and the kids over to visit to swim, and he pooped in the pool. I always knew he was going to be problems. All right. So with Badger, really, there's only... Yeah. Like we're friends on Facebook now and stuff, but we had a very good, warm working relationship, which helps when the person here is always emailing you because something is wrong to have like a good relationship with her. Yeah. Kendra said, let me show you what Kendra said. So I was like, absolutely good luck with the text dealing with the Philippines. Godspeed. We're still yours until June 12th, meaning our last day for calls for XPO is going to be on Saturday. What? Oh my God, this is going to be a disaster. I said, I won't throw away my training materials. I understand gas is expensive, but we're all pretty brokenhearted, not to mention the last mile customers, to end up on the tech line so upset that I have to transfer them back to last mile. It's been my experience that the people making these amazing decisions have very little connection to the actual job itself. She said, please don't, meaning don't turn away or don't throw away the training material. And you're absolutely right. Whoever made this decision has absolutely no clue. I was wondering why I was receiving complaints from one of my techs earlier this week. Unbelievable. So, yeah. So I'm just putting it away. I'm not throwing anything away. But Badger, let me go over that real quick with you. Well, there's going to be accounts receivable and accounts payable. And then there's going to be booking their hydroback services. So like people that run car washes, car washes, they all have a pit that all the sludge siphons off into. And so they'll call this company to come suck out all the crap in the pit, because what they do, they also hydro excavate, meaning they will spray water at high pressure at the ground and then also have a vacuum hose sucking everything, that all the mud that they're making, up into the truck, so they can basically make holes without worrying about cutting through lines and stuff like that. So let me see. So they've got these trucks. So that one, I mean, we have to find out what area he's in. You see all these areas? So for that, it's on the script. Let me just pull up the battery script. But this is the hydroback truck. So, you know, this guy is, yeah. I've seen one. I saw one near the shopping center near my house. All right. So let me pull up a script in my history. I might have it in here. Let's see. This is very useful. This is the North American contact list right here. So the problem is that you're likely not going to have somebody that's definitely right there in the town where their headquarters is, because most of these places are rinky-dink, especially once you get to Canada, right? So let me pull a script up. I know I've taken a Badger call since last time I cleared my cache. Badger. Oh, wow. It's just not a very high volume campaign. So this is scheduling a hydrovac, but this is not what pops up when you actually get a call. In fact, let me do this real quick.